The president of the National House of Chiefs, Professor Nabila, says the House will by the end of August come out with guidelines to ensure that chiefs do not get actively involved in partisan politics. Professor Nabila said the main objective of chiefs is to ensure that their areas are developed. And to achieve this objective, they have to partner the government without necessarily engaging in active politics. He said the rules will spell out clearly how chiefs should conduct themselves. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
We're coming out with code of ethics for chiefs. The whole truth is that Article 276 of the Constitution says that chiefs should not take part in active partisan politics. So the guideline is that we are the link between the people and government. Our main focus is to make sure that our areas are devolved, and therefore we should be interested in development, and therefore we cannot avoid talking to government in power and so forth. But we have to make sure that we don't say we support Party A or Party B or Party this, because we are the fathers, that is the chiefs, mothers, queen mothers of the people.
Are these guidelines not in relation to the recent developments?
No, they are not. We've had this in our plans, and we've discussed it so many times. In fact, we had to have some seminars in Arena and various places, just advise ourselves. And then recently, the Constitutional Review Commission, when we went there, it was the issue of whether this particular article should be retained or expunged from the Constitution. And we said, no, it should be retained.
What are the specifics of these guidelines?
Specific guidelines are to say that, yes, we reserve our right to cast our vote, but we are not come out and declare where we particularly stand, all right? We don't tell our people whom to vote for and so forth. We're saying that you shouldn't wear a T-shirt, you shouldn't wear a T-cap, you shouldn't perhaps climb a political platform to talk, to support A or B or C.
How are you going to ensure that this works?
It's true with code of ethics, usually you don't have sanctions to go with them, but at least we all have them. But I think we all know them. We hope that at least everybody will understand.
How soon are we to get these guidelines?
It takes time, so we are hoping that at least by sometime end of July, early August, we should have this out in blueprint.
That was the president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor Nabila, talking to Doreen Ampofu.